praise the name of the Lord. I want to say hello and welcome each and every one of you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that Hollywood or New York, Chicago, or any other city has nothing. I want you to know that as much as God has destined you a plan and a purpose for places and for people, He's destined a plan and a purpose for us and for us here. I want you to know that you might not realize this, but Ohio has been strategic in education in some of the other countries. I want you to know that there has been an election, there has been a war. Thank you. Miracle,
My God, that is who you are. when we can stop God from doing it. And you know what? Every time that happens, I come in here. Nobody around you is doing that. Nobody else around you. Not one person that's ever been around you goes to anything. You don't know anybody up there. Somebody that's an alcoholic, that's a cool. Every house starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit and let your feet be in the kitchen. Who was it? Dead begin to rise, cause there is resurrection in life, and all you do, Jesus, will never stop, when you live without me, Jesus,
we still become human people. Every area of our lives comes back, we will be able to keep ours. And the things that have worked, as it was, 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 as it was,
Thank you.
Right, protect your life. You are the most dynamic part of creation. And you are the most dynamic example of life right next to the Father, the Son. I want you to know that without fail, at an extraordinary level, the most powerful existence of life. But I want to remind you of something that the Bible says that God himself, speaking with himself, Jesus in the Holy Ghost, he says this God said, let us, let us. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created him. And God blessed him. Why? Because God said, when the Bible speaks about every thought in the world, and it speaks about every single thing that creates upon the earth, I want to say that God, in his wisdom and strength, was not just able to do the medical things we can do. Now, I think it's amazing how you ever see that a carnival or a circus that a bull is on, the circus is just the way that I'm on the way. They have these big tigers and these big lions, and they always have these skinny little guys that were that I beseech you that I may not know what I'm present. That possible way which I think to be old and be slight, which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now, here's what it says. Thank you. Thank you. of this order unto me. If I would declare and speak of it, there more than it. But when you start to see what God says to his children, to those who are called, those that follow him, you see the word that is spoken to his sister, and it says, "We're not God." It says that we are the Son. It says that we are the Son. It says that we are the Son. Says that we are holy. We are holy because the Father is. It says that we are different. Our way of Christ. It says that we are reconciled as ambassadors, that we are rebuilt, that we are beloved, and that God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is that what is happening with the church is that some people are going to go away from the back of the church, or as though we're instead of recognizing that you're not. But in this life, you are receiving a soul. I ought to be blessed in this life. Don't get mad at me. I don't know. Thank you. anything but follow. What? I wish I could go to those kids to keep an evolution. But it's the human form of a broken thing. But then, what's the answer to that? The word is right beside me, even in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which is preached, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes and is made righteous. Thank you. But it says that after time that he raised up to with his people and to first Peter chapter 1, verse 6, he was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Yes, he prayed unto the Lord and wept sore, but I want to see that. It says in verse 13, now then, she spake with her heart. Only remembered, but her voice was not heard. So I said that to myself again. What is going to be is the one of my friends. It won't say that God has said to me, should be released and repeated in our heart before heaven. It won't matter if you think it's true. It won't matter if you think it's right or wrong or correct. It won't matter if you think it's true. It won't matter if you're told you're worthless. It won't matter where you come from. None of that stuff will matter if we can allow our past and our present thinking to die and replace it with the thinking of God. His thoughts need to be clarified. His ways. I have to do everything do work that's all done.